Diversity Training Tells Teachers That Kids Aren't Racially Innocent. By Peter Cattle on January 31, 2022. A number of teachers in the UK have been told that children as young as 7 years old are not racially innocent during mandatory diversity training. During classes described as Racial Literacy 101 sessions, a number of UK-based teachers have been told that kids as young as 7 should not be thought of as racially innocent. Brighton and Hove City Council, which has since been accused of indoctrinating children, has said that the classes are required for all staff in schools. According to an exposé by The Telegraph, 300 teachers have undertaken the training so far, which will supposedly inform specific racial literacy-focused lessons for school kids. In documents seen by the publication, the course includes reference to covert white supremacy, which is partially defined during the course as denying white privilege, and also claims that young children are often seen as racially innocent despite supposed ample evidence showing that this is not the case. Between the ages of 3 and 5, children learn to attach value to skin color, white at the top of the hierarchy and black at the bottom, The Telegraph reports one of the course documents as claiming. The UK paper also reports that the consultant giving the session described Christianity as influencing the slave trade, and that they claim that society obsesses over the muscle size of black sportsmen, but not those of their white rivals. Also noted is that the City Council is advertising a race advisor job with an advertised salary of £50,000 to £55,000 pro rata for 2.5 days a week. The Telegraph's exposé has led to outrage from a number of concerned parties, with one former Conservative Education Minister, John Hayes, describing the findings as sinister. This echoes the kind of indoctrination used by Maoists and Marxists. There is nothing more cruel than those with duty of care warping the minds of young children, destroying their innocence and betraying the trust that parents place in the local authority and schools to provide a sound and balanced education, the publication reports Hayes as saying. I will be raising this as a matter of urgency in the House of Commons and expect the Secretary of State for Education, in defense of Brighton's children, to crack down on these militant extremists, he continued. The country's education secretary, Nadeem Zahawi, has previously said that schools need to stop teaching white privilege as fact, while a 2020 report by the House of Commons Education Select Committee found that white working-class children had been systematically disadvantaged in the UK. Teachers in the UK have also often been keen on pushing LGBT agendas, with one teachers' union in the country advocating for children as young as 2 to have LGBT lifestyles promoted to them in an alleged bid to reduce hate crimes. However, a report by The Times recently found that many elite schools in the UK that operated pro-LGBT guidelines at home did not advertise them in franchises in the Middle East. Schools such as King's College and Sherborne, which both have Middle Eastern branches, were found by the publication not to include specific measures aimed at protecting LGBT students, despite explicit measures designed to prevent homophobic bullying being a legal requirement in the United Kingdom. Some schools made reference to laws and guidelines put in place by Islamic governments in a number of Middle Eastern states as the reason for the absence, with schools having to abide by regulations on patriotism, ownership and curriculum content in order to be allowed to operate.